CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hello, this is CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on demand episode for your convenience.
You sound so thrilled about it.
Yeah, pretty. I'm just introducing it.
You're just introducing it?
Yeah. What happened on it without giving away any spoilers?
Oh, you spoke to a mate named Colin.
Yeah.
Without giving a spoiler, that's all I can say. We spoke about some bowling.
Yeah, there was bowling involved. Yeah,
there was bowling involved. We've had the Queen on the radio.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Like, yeah. I like that.
Didn't even like ask.
I feel so privileged to be able to speak to the Queen.
Permission of the palace or nothing,
no,
just called her.
We just got her number and was like, hey, Queen, what up?
Yeah.
You know, we went to the streets for a little bit. That was pretty cool.
Rennie was out there with like a real distorted phone.
Well, like,
phone.
You just stop it. I don't give away
too much. Don't want to give away anything, but phone was distorted.
Yeah. We played a couple games, which was fun. We also like had a twist on Chorus Kings, but again, don't want to give it away. Mm. And we played a lot of catchy songs today.
Yeah, but the songs have been taken out.
What do you mean? No, you
played the clips of the songs you're talking about. I thought you were talking about the
musical. Some involving some ducks, some involving some nang nong ning nangs.
Yeah.
Just to not give it away.
Yeah, but not nangs.
Not nangs.
Not just nangs, because no. Nangs is nitrous oxide that people huff to get high.
Oh, so we're talking. I don't know these things.
Yeah, that's a nang, so.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Damn. Not that. Nang ning nangs, nangs.
The stuff that you put in whipped cream.
Yeah.
And the people go, going low, like that. And then it gives you a head high for like 30 seconds.
Oh, what's the point in that then? Doesn't last long enough.
Well, I think it's just because people can get them from like takeaway stores and stuff.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Bulbs.
You know what I'd prefer to do with that is make whipped cream.
Yeah, you can do that as well.
It tastes better.
It tastes better?
Yeah.
Than just the nitrous oxide on its own.
Yeah, actually just having a cream. Because a cream from a cream gun is so much better than, like, any other type of cream.
Wow, that's the nitrous oxide. You're probably addicted to nangs.
Stop
it. But all that's on the way, so he will leave you to it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Welcome back, Ariel. How's it going? How are you feeling?
Thank you. I'm feeling much better. Thank you very much. I've finally recovered. Still have a little bit of a cough, but I'm all cleared from the doc.
What happened?
Oh, COVID. COVID happened.
Did you get the long COVID or short?
Well, I don't really know what happened, to be honest.
Did you get like some kind of medium COVID?
Yeah, I think so. Weird, right?
What did they have to do? Like they gave a cough medicine or?
Oh, yeah, just got some codeine.
Codeine?
Yeah, for
so
my
are you
cough.
Are you in pain from the cough?
Well, yeah, it's just, a little bit.
Down the throat, painful.
Yeah, it's been a pretty harsh cough, to be honest.
Because codeine's hardcore stuff.
So yeah, I forgot to bring it, to be honest. So we'll see how we go today.
Going raw without the codeine.
See how we go. Anyway, hey, missed you, Ads.
Yeah, it's been, how you been? You been all right, though, or bored?
No comment. Nah, I've been losing my mind, Adam. I finally worked out that I am not someone to stay at home all day, every day, and just do house stuff. Like, I lost my mind.
Did you?
Yeah.
I suppose it's all, you could do stuff online. It's all online these days anyway, isn't it? Everything?
Oh, digital. I need to be around people. I'm an extrovert.
There's people online.
I get too obsessed. So I need to be out and about in the community.
This is The Killers, Ari. Next up, I'll fill you in with what I've been doing with this Ning Nang Nong. And I've sort of got an ending to the saga too.
Ooh, love a good ending.
So we can put it to bed on this day.
Okay.
Good morning.
Morning.
Adam and Ari.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's The Killers, CFM's Adam and Ari, 12 past 6. Ari's returned.
Hello, Shinobi!
Welcome back. Let me fill you in on something I was doing while you're away. You probably would have enjoyed this, because I think you know this song.
On the Ning Nang Nong, where the cows go bong.
Obviously, they go bong. Obviously, the monkeys say boo, right?
Yeah.
We know this.
Yeah.
But do you know the chords to the song?
Adam, you know the answer to that is no.
Well, it's fine, because I don't think anyone does, right? I tried to call an instrument store in Taz. This is what I got.
On the Ning Nang Nong, where the cows go bong, and the monkeys all say woo.
Can you hear it okay?
I can hear it just fine, but I can tell his G chord's off. We'll start with the basics, I reckon.
So he gave me G, an off G, according to him.
All right, mate.
Yeah, it was a bit confusing, so I thought, well, I better call the USA.
So play it again, and I'll try to tell you what they are as it's happening.
Thank you. Here we go.
On the Ning Nang Nong, cows go bonk, and the monkeys all say woo. There's a nong ning ning where the trees go
bonk,
and the teapots chip chip.
G.
There's the G.
The
C.
C.
And that's all four, is it?
Yeah.
And then a listener wrote in, a couple of listeners actually, and they said that the chords were completely different to that. So I didn't know who
so
to
So no one knows what the chords are.
Yeah, so I thought
all like musicians just knew chords.
Well, that's what I thought. Like, I'm a drummer, I don't know chords, but I just thought they're both guitar stores.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Guitarists.
Strange.
I trusted guitarists.
Never trust a guitarist.
But they didn't seem to know. So the only person that would truly know is the guy that's in the clip playing at Colin Buchanan. So I found his number and I called him, right? I'll play for you soon.
I don't like peas.
Do you not?
No.
They are a bit of a nuisance.
I think they're just an annoying vegetable.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM.
So, Ari, yeah, it was an ordeal last week trying to get those chords.
I can't believe I missed out.
I didn't know it would be so hard to get the chords, but no one seemed to know. So, obviously, the logical conclusion was to find Colin Buchanan's number, the guy who plays the song.
Oh, my God.
The guy who was in Play School back in 93 when they did it.
Oh, good year.
It was a good year. Was you born?
Yeah.
93? Well, guess what? I got his number and I called him to get the calls off him, the man himself.
I think I'm starstruck.
Hello, Ning Nang Nong Municipal Council.
Well, I assume that's the head of the council, Colin?
Yes, I'll answer to that. And who might I be speaking to?
This is Adam at CFM Tasmania. How are you going, Colin?
Of course. Yes. Home of the Ning Nang Nong controversy.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I called the USA. I asked a guitar store in the USA if they could identify the chords to the Ning Nang Nong song, and they gave me B flat, F, G, C, and then a listener wrote in and said, no, it's D, G, A, 7, E with a capo. And so they're completely different. I didn't know who to believe. I thought, call the council, they'll know.
Yeah. Well, that's part of what we pride ourselves on. And look, I'd like to say it's been a while since the original performance of Ning Nang Nong, which the iconic performance was on the Everybody Sing Play School special, which featured such vintage luminaries as myself, Colin, and Noni, and Simon, and Philip, and George, Monica, Angela, and of course John and Benita. And so it was a big finale, really, where they all came out of the house and contributed to the singing of the Ning Nang Nong, and I was the band. I was playing guitar. So in more recent times, I've sung it at my gigs.
Right.
And the interesting thing is, one would think, it's just an old nonsense song. But I get people come up afterwards, adults, and they say, I've got to admit, I got a little teary there when you started singing the Ning Nang Nong. And so it holds a lot of fond memories for people. So you get the chords wrong, and you're doing a great injustice, and you are likely to get weeped. Of course, the Ning Nang Nong Council has council rangers, officials, sheriffs, and it's their job to make sure that there are no chordal infringements.
Right, so the chords are still true to the original chords.
So, look, were I to grab my guitar here, which I just happen to have,
perfect,
and I would. On the Ning Nang Nong, where the cows go bong and the monkeys all say boo. There's a Nong Nang Ning where the trees go ping and the teapots jibber jabber joo. On the Nong Ning Nang, all the mice go clang and you just can't catch them when they do. So it's a Ning Nang Nong, the cows go bong, the Nong Nang Ning, the trees go ping. The Nong Ning Nang, the mice go clang. What a noisy place to belong. Here's the Ning Nang, Ning Nang, Ning Nang Nong. The Ning Nang, Ning Nang Nong. Yes, it's the Ning Nang, Ning Nang, Ning Nang Nong. The Ning Nang, Ning Nang, Ning Nang Nong. On CFM.
Oh, it's like a childhood dream come true, Colin.
The hard part, I haven't perfected shouting out the chords as I'm playing them.
I know. We still don't have those chords. Are they secret?
No. I was playing in G for those playing along at home on the G or the C and the C. There's the C and the G E minor. And the A-A-A-A-D on the G-G-G on the C-C-G and the C-C-C-C-G. So it's C-C-C, G-G-G, C-C-C, G-G-G, C-C-C, G-G-G, A-A-A-A-D. C-N-G-N-C-N-G, the C-N-G-N-G, the C-N-G-N-C-N-G, the C-N-G-N-G. C-G-F-W-C-F-M.
Oh, thank you. So we really didn't have it right at all.
Well, look, you put a capo on and that throws everything up in the air. But our, look, the Ning Nang Nong Council trains its officials to identify capo and they can make the necessary, you know, infringement adjustments
right.
If there are mistakes, or they can just give their full approval.
Oh, Colin, what a pleasure. Thank you so much for clearing it up and playing it for us. Honestly, a childhood dream come true. Can I ask you while you're here, did you write it or did you just perform it?
No, and here's the connection.
Yep.
When I was a child, my mother bought me a copy of Silly Verse for Kids, a very short collection of poems by Spike Milligan.
Right.
Of the Goon Show fame. And Monty Python credit much of their success to the way that Spike's humour sparked them into doing what they do. And he just wrote these poems for his kids, and one of them was the Ning Nang Nong. It was not a song, it was just a poem. And someone put it to music, it was performed on Play School, and basically as a newer presenter at the time, in the 90s, I inherited that song. And really, just ironically and quite beautifully, this childhood poem that I loved and could recite became a bit of a, you know, not a catchphrase, but a bit of a signature tune for me.
Mm, yeah, and we all still remember it. Producer Nathan, I told him I was going to talk to you about it. He told me to thank you for helping to create an Aussie anthem.
Yes, every time I play it live, people sing along. And like I say, they sing along, and even though it's a nonsense song, there is so much joy in singing along to it. So it's a great old tune and good old Spike.
Well, that's exactly what I was saying. Like, it gives me so much joy to listen to. That's why I wanted to know the chords, because it must be even more joyous to play it. Is there joy that just bursts out of you when you play it?
Oh, too right. And especially when you get the lyrics right, which, because it's full of pings and nings and bongs and pongs.
Yeah,
and you just got to make sure that you line your ducks up in a row.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, it's holy writ. You know, you've got to get that right. And it's interesting for a song with, you know, no chorus as such. Really, it's got great opportunities for participation, as you have proven this very day, Adam.
Oh, Colin, what a pleasure it's been. Thank you so much. Just while you're here as well, you're also Bucko in Bucko and Champs. Any chance of a third Bucko and Champs?
A number three.
Yep.
You know what? I was just thinking the other day, I owe Champs a call. Maybe I should sow the seed. You know, you wonder, is there really any more juice left in the Aussie Christmas tank?
I know. Well, maybe that's a question you'll have to call him and ask.
Oh, exactly. But, I mean, you want to talk, you know, songs that have become my friend. And, in fact, it was for radio that someone said, well, come on, Christmas time, you know, sing an Aussie Christmas song, though. None of those ones about snow. And they didn't give me a lot of notice. So on the way, effectively, I wrote Aussie Jingle Bells. It was sort of back of a bus ticket,
right,
sort of thing. And that's where Aussie Jingle Bells came from. And that, you know, even though the tune was existing, it's a public domain tune. So effectively, that song became, it is my number one most successful song of everything I've ever written.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
And it's made a lot of friends. It's you know, I love where it's gone and what it does every year at Christmas around Australia.
Yeah. What an interesting career you've had. You've also just released a country album.
Well, it's on the way. I've recorded it.
Oh, right.
But it's in the factory getting the final, you know, finishing touches.
Yeah. Did you release one earlier in the year?
No, I released a single earlier.
Right,
in the
okay,
year. So,
yep.
So the single is out there in real life, and there'll be other singles before the album's released. I'm learning how to, you know, navigate this world of streaming that we have now. I much prefer the old-fashioned world where it was just those grand folks like yourself, Adam, on the wireless.
Yep.
And, you know, you got to... That's how people heard their music.
Well, we're still here.
Yeah, exactly. And being a wonderful support, too. So, you know...
Perfect. Well, we hope to see you back here in Tassie soon, too. And it's great to know that you play the Ning Nang Nong at your shows as well.
Oh, we're too right. In fact, I've got a Christmas show that I'm planning, and it's coming to Lonnie. So keep your eyes open.
Perfect. Oh, Colin, what a pleasure and honour to speak to you. Thank you for clearing up the chords. We had them all wrong as well. And good luck to you and the council.
Yes. Okay, well, we've got a meeting coming up now. So thank you so much. I'll call this meeting. Sir, enough. Stop your mouth is pinging, please. Sorry, I'll have to go.
Yeah, sounds busy back there. Yeah.
No, the ning and the nang are going to stop. Hey, no, I'm saying no more clanging. No monkeys booing, please.
Sounds like chaos. Sorry about that. Sorry to take you away from it. Look what happens when you're taken away from the Ning Nang Nong for 1 second. Noise. Outbreak of noise.
I've got to go. See you later.
See you, Colin. A pleasure. Thank you.
Bye.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Calvin Harris with Sam Smith, Promises, good song. 6:45 on CFM's Adam and Ari.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
It is time to play Who Dat. All right, Adam has put together 3 audio clips. One is the real Elijah Wood, all right? If you think you can pick out the real Elijah Wood in an audio lineup of 3, give us a buzz on 1-300-655-922 because if you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at a Cut Above Quality Meats and a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment.
Yes, he plays Frodo Baggins. Have you seen the Wilfred show?
No.
He's in that as well, the American version. For once, Americans... They redid an Australian show and they did it quite good.
Oh, good on them.
But one reason, I think, is because Wilfred the Talking Dog is played by the original Australian Talking Dog.
Oh, that's why it's still good.
Yeah. All right. Makes sense. Here's your lineup. 1-300-655-922. Is this Elijah Wood? Clip 8.
Welcome to the Easter egg. You found it. Congratulations.
B.
My mother told me don't be mean to people. And so I said, okay. And now I'm nice.
C.
And you could feel the energy shift, you know, in that character and in me. And you go, wow, you know.
Which one would you say is Elijah Wood, do you know? 1-300-655-922 or 1 in 3 shot. If you have a stab, here we go again, here's A.
Welcome to the Easter egg. You found it. Congratulations.
B.
My mother told me don't be mean to people. And so I said, okay, and now I'm nice.
C.
And you could feel the energy shift, you know, in that character and in me. And you go, wow, you know.
1-300-655-922. Go ahead, have a go. Which one's Elijah Wood? This is Doja Cat on CFM.
You ain't nothing
but Doja Cat on CFM. We're doing the Elijah Wood challenge.
Oh my gosh, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Rowan! Rowan from Somerset?
That certainly is.
Rowan from Somerset, how was your weekend?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks.
Yeah, was it a quiet one or a busy one?
Not overly busy, but not too quiet either.
Oh. A good medium.
Rowan, yeah, you had a medium weekend.
Well done, Rowan. I've missed you, mate. It's been a few weeks. Hope you've been doing well over this time.
Getting there now, yeah.
All right, Rowan, I'll run these clips for you. You tell us which one you think is Elijah Wood. This is A.
Welcome to the Easter egg. You found it. Congratulations.
B.
My mother told me don't be mean to people. And so I said, okay, and now I'm nice.
C.
And you could feel the energy shift, you know, in that character and in me. And you go, wow, you know.
What are we thinking, Road Dog?
It's either A or C, so I'm going to go with A.
Welcome to the Easter egg. You found it. Congratulations.
You found it. Congratulations. That's him.
Well done, Rowan. Congratulations.
I know him from The Last Witch Hunter.
Oh, right. The Last Witch Hunter. I haven't seen that.
Haven't seen that either. Another one of his movies.
He backs up Vin Diesel.
Right, okay. I'll have to check that out.
I do love Vin Diesel.
Clip C was Michael Mando from Better Call Saul and clip B, Jesse Eisenberg. He's done it.
Well done. You're in the draw for that $50 voucher to a Cut Above Quality Meats and the $150 Jensen's Quality Metalworks voucher for a flue clean and wood heater assessment.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Go, Road Dog.
Go, Road Dog. We've got your details, mate.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
thousands of years ago.
She's back to sing along.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
She messaged me yesterday and said, I'll be back on Monday to sing along to that theme.
I did not. Who lies, Adam?
It was on this day, the 25th of July, Ari, that the Hope and Anchor, Tasmania's first hotel, opened for business in Hobart.
Very cool. They're still open as well.
Yeah. There's a bit of contention between that and one in New Norfolk about which is the like the oldest licensed pub in the Southern Hemisphere or something. But neither are particularly good pubs. Just go to a different pub. What's better?
Adam,
frankly.
Not support them?
Ah, they're not in the local area. They'll never hear.
Yeah, all right.
They'll never hear.
Okay.
On this day, 1924, voting in Australian federal elections was made compulsory.
Let's get out and vote. Let's make our voices heard. We've been given the right to choose between a douche and a turd.
What do you reckon? A bit of democracy in action.
Please don't make me laugh. I'll cough.
Oh, she got to go home.
Nope, don't know what you're talking about.
On this day in 1978, the world's first test tube baby named Louise Brown was born in England back in 78. That's what science sounded like back in the 70s.
Ooh, yeah. Very cool.
And on this day, 1993, Kieran Perkins, you know him? He was like the Ian Thorpe before Ian Thorpe. He was like the Thorpe.
Nah, I know Thorpey. That's my limit.
Yeah, he's the Thorpey of the 90s.
Oh, okay, cool.
Kieran Perkins, he broke the 800-metre short course world record at the Warringah Aquatic Centre. He swam 800 metres in 7 minutes and 34.9 seconds. 4 seconds below the record. There you go. Thorpey before Thorpey. Who would have ever known?
No one.
Not me.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. If you're just joining us, Ari has returned. Welcome.
I've made the return. Hello, darlings.
Welcome back.
Missed you all.
Cheers. Cheers.
You've done well without me, though. Very impressed, Adam. Proud of you.
Yeah, well, the Ning Nang Nongs, what got
that
me through?
Oh, honestly, that is spot on. That is pure perfection.
Coming up this hour, Giovanna Simpson will join us to talk what's going on in Burnie.
Love Queen G.
Queen G, the queen of Burnie herself. Word Sanger's on the way, too.
Oh, love Word Sanger.
Also, I recorded a chat with Karen from Devonport 10 Pin Bowl. They've got a Coins for Kids night on tomorrow night.
So exciting. I can't wait to get out and about.
Have
some
a bowl.
Bowling.
And it is the last week of Coins for Kids this week, so if you can donate, let's get donating. And in celebration of that as well, we're talking kids' songs this morning.
Oh, one of my favourite topics. I love all kids' songs.
Yeah, also school's back tomorrow, so... It's extra relevant. Kids' songs. We'll talk about it next. What's your favourite? Put it up online on the Facebooks. Glass Animals plays now.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's the best kids' song? I think I've made mine quite clear. Ning Ning Nong, obviously.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Ari, what do you reckon? What are yours?
I love the bare necessities.
Yep.
Oh.
All the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your stress.
You must mean that one.
I love it. I love The Jungle Book and any song from The Lion King. Literally anyone.
This one?
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
You've run for a long way to go, young master, if you think.
It just makes me, like, instantly happy.
They're good, aren't they?
So
I mean, there's some
good
classics in there. Chantel's written in another old play school favourite, actually, the Speckled Frogs song. Remember this one?
One jump into the pool where it was nice and cool. See you, fellas.
Miss you.
Yeah!
Classic John in there. Miss you.
Then there were two green speckled frogs.
You remember that one?
I forgot all these songs existed, to be honest.
Yeah, so thanks
just
for...
Just brings back the memes.
Thanks for posting them. Keep them coming in. You're reminding us of great times.
Good times we've had.
Yeah, the great times we've shared. Looking for your favourite kids' music this morning. Kelly's written this one in.
We're going on a bear hunt. We're gonna catch a big one. What a beautiful day.
We're not scared. How about it?
Uh-oh. A river. A deep, cold river.
What are you gonna do?
We can't go over it. We can't go under it. Oh, no. We've got to go through it.
Gonna have to go through it, Ari.
No!
Next up, talking to Karen from Devonport 10 Pin Bowl about their Coins for Kids night. It's happening tomorrow. Panic at the Disco, Adam and Ari, g'day.
Morning.
How are you going?
Hey.
Good, thanks.
Hi.
Cheers.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Burnie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. July is Coins for Kids Month. We're raising money for Cancer Council Tasmania's Kids Can to support young people impacted by cancer on the northwest coast. And a big thank you to all the businesses that have jumped on board, including Devonport 10 Pin Bowl. With me is Karen from Devonport 10 Pin Bowl. Thanks for coming in.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
So tomorrow night, there's Coins for Kids Bowls night.
Yes. Our plan is to have some people in between 6:30pm and 8:30pm for some speed bowling, which is a little bit different to what we normally do down at Devonport 10 Pin Bowl. For $50 for half an hour, you can bowl as much as you like within that half an hour with teams up to six.
Yep. So the quicker you bowl, the more you bowl.
Yeah, that's right. That's
speed
right.
Bowling, cool. And so you guys have just taken it over. What changes have you made?
Look, at the minute we've done a bit of changing around, a bit of moving things around. So our amusements are now in a new spot. Everything's a bit more accessible, a bit more open. But we've got some bigger plans down the track where we'll actually start to move some walls and bit of paint job and some new exciting things coming in for people to do at Devonport 10 Pin Bowl as well as bowling.
Yeah, because there is heaps of other stuff there, isn't there? Like arcadey type stuff?
Yeah, the amusements are heaps of fun. So yeah. We know we've had our Cutter One be quite popular over the last couple of weeks. We've had, I'd hate to count how many toys have been won out of that over the last 2 weeks, but there's car racing games, motorbike racing games, as well as skill testers. And people seem to win a lot. So
yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So it's good to come in and have a go.
Yeah. So tomorrow night, a perfect opportunity to check it out if you haven't. And also live music and food involved.
Yeah, where Zach Weeks is coming in and he's going to perform. It's the first time in a long time that Devonport 10 Pin Bowl has had live music. So that'll be something new and fun as well. Yeah, we'll have some hot food available. Our kitchen will be cooking. There's drinks, not alcoholic, but there's some soft drinks and coffees and teas and things that people can order as well.
Yep. And all the profits go into Coins for Kids, so thanks so much for that. So people can still book in and come along?
Yeah, book in, come along. If you want to stay for longer than half an hour, $50 per half hour. So if you want to stay for the whole 2 hours, that's no worries with us at all. It'll be $200 for the 2 hours and you can bowl as much as you like.
Yep. All right, cool. How do we book in?
If you contact the centre on 6424 7688, we'll get you booked in.
Awesome. Tomorrow night at 6:30 at Devonport 10 Pin Bowl, the Coins for Kids Bowl Night. Speed bowling.
Speed bowling, yeah.
How cool. Yeah, sure to be lots of fun.
It will be.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari. It's the Word Singer Challenge.
Word Singer.
Something.
It is time to play Word Singer. This is where Theo, our supreme gentleman, will give you two words. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of the singer, give us a buzz on 1300 655 922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Theo, brother, what you got for us today?
Your words for today are squeaking and break.
Good one, Adam. Good one, Adam.
Squeaking something, something break. It's got a local tinge to it, today's word singer.
I've got a local tinge.
I've got a local tinge. 1300 655 922. The lines are lit up.
It's so easy.
When you go local, you get lit up lines. Look at that. 1300 655 922. What possibly comes after squeaking and before break? I don't know.
No idea, Adam. There's no way of knowing.
Well, lots of people on the phone line seem to know. We'll ask one of them. CFM. Good morning, it's Adam and Ari for your Monday morning doing the Word Singer Challenge.
Word Singer.
Something.
Melissa from Somerset is on with us to play Word Singer. Our word machine Theo will give you the words, Melissa, and you tell us what goes in the middle.
Your words for today are squeaking and break.
What do you reckon, Melissa?
Is it queen?
It's not.
Oh, no.
Squeaking, queen, break. Sorry, Melissa.
No worries.
That's not it. Bye. Kendra from Port Sorrel.
From Port Sorrel. You definitely know this one.
Yeah, you're pretty close to the answer, let's say. All right, we'll give you the words and you take it from there.
Your words for today are squeaking and break.
What are you thinking, Kendra?
Point.
The word for my sangha is point. Squeaking point. Point break.
Congratulations, Kendra. You are in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Congratulations. Hang there. Thank we'll grab you. Your details.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
5 minutes to eight. Time to talk Bernie with the Queen.
She's a killer queen. Got body jealousy. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind.
The Queen G's on with us to talk Bernie. Giovanna, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Well, thanks. I've missed you, G. Excited to have a chat.
I know. Welcome back. It's just been crazy, hasn't it? Everyone's been sick. But
everyone.
Yeah, welcome back. It's awesome.
Thank you.
So tomorrow night, Giovanna, there's a council meeting.
I know. Are you excited for that?
So excited.
I know, I get excited, but I'm not sure if everyone else gets excited about it. But, yes, it's happening tomorrow night. It's open to the gallery, of course. Kicks off at 7 p.m. Very exciting because it's the first time that council will be video recording. Ooh. And live streaming the meeting. So for those that don't want to come in, and we do get a full gallery, which is fantastic. But for those that don't want to get out in the cold and come to our meeting, they can actually watch it, the video online now. So that's really exciting.
Mm. Oh, that sounds amazing. So they can go to webcast.
Are you thrilled by it? But no, it is going to be really cool. And the agenda's online now. People can get that. And they can also head to webcast.bernie.tas.gov.au, head to our Facebook page, and get all the details about how they can live stream.
Ah, amazing. And the Australian of the Year 2023 nominations are closing soon.
They really are. And I'll tell you what, there is not much time left to nominate someone who is worthy for the awards. It's really easy to nominate someone. It just takes one person, to nominate. And I'm sure everyone knows somebody, whether it be a volunteer firefighter or someone doing amazing things in the community. There's four categories, the Australian of the Year, Senior Australian, Young Australian, and Australia's Local Hero as well. So, and, of course, local Bernie man Craig Leeson was recipient of the TAS Australian of the Year for 2022. I don't know if you know Craig. He's an absolute legend. And won that award, of course, for his winning film documentaries on, saving the world, and saving plastics in our ocean. So an amazing person, big advocate on climate change. But, it's as easy as that. You just have to nominate someone and get it in quick because it is closing soon. Could be you.
Yeah.
Could be you guys.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Could be. Do you think we deserve
more,
it?
I think more we get on and nominate you, Queen.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I think we're thinking the wrong way here.
Exactly.
I don't know. You guys are pretty out there in the community. I think there could be a worthy nomination there.
Stop.
No, go ahead and nominate us.
Stop it.
And tell us about the Bernie Identities exhibition.
Yeah, this is fantastic. It's a series of photographs based around people and the connection that they've made with Bernie throughout their lives. And there's seven people that have been photographed for this series. And these people have helped shape Bernie into what it is today, really. They're black and white photographs by local photographer Tara Palmer. She's an amazing young photographer. She did the paper on skin, which is obviously in Devonport at the moment. But it included local celebrities such as policeman Ian Edwards. And if you live in Bernie, everyone knows Ian.
Mm-hmm.
He's an incredible man. He's done a lot of work with youth. Susan MacArthur, who's a local milliner, and John Pease. Some pieces of shoe store, just to name a few. It's got a few dates left, the exhibition. It's held at the Bernie Museum on Little Alexander Street, so a good excuse to go and check out Bernie's museum as well. And just head to berniearts.net for more details, but don't miss it. It's a fantastic exhibition from a really beautiful young artist. So head along. Lots to do in Bernie.
Yep, Giovanna Simpson, thanks for the Bernie update, and always a pleasure. Talk next week.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
You
thanks,
too.
Queen G. Bye.
Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari, and welcome back to the studio. How's
Thank
it been
you.
The last couple of hours?
Yeah, not too bad. Definitely missed your ads. It's been a while.
What a nice thing for you to say.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, little snoopy.
Just a heads up, new roadworks happening in Sassafras, commencing this morning at 9. So they're repairing the road service on the Bass Highway between Conservatory Road and Long Hill Road, Sassafras, from today for a couple of weeks as well, till the 12th of August, which is a Friday. So there's going to be reduced speed limits and frequent lane closures in that area. 9 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. they're going to be working daily.
So get mentally prepared.
Yep, so in an hour.
In a piece.
That's right. Yeah. Steady Eddie, where are you?
Yeah, in a piece, Steady Eddie.
On the way this hour, for those that have missed the Ning Nang Nong controversy and saga,
we'll do a little bit of a roundup.
Got a roundup audio package for you because it's been happening at like 6:15 in the morning. So for
is
those,
it in a nice little bow?
Yeah, you could say. Chorus Kings today is a bit of a special one. Chorus Kids.
I love it so much. I'm here for it.
I've got to credit CFM's Jess for the title there, Chorus Kids.
I love it so much. I'm so excited. It's going to be amazing.
And we are taking your favourite kids' songs today. We want to know what your favourites are. Pop them up online on the Facebook pages, or you can always call us 1-300-655-922. Birthday book coming up as well. And the street team, where's Rena going to be?
Oh my God, Rena, I miss you.
She's going to be at Devonport 10 Pin Bowl.
Oh, stop.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Love, love, love.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff. Rolling. It's the CFM Street Team.
Oh, my God, it's been so long. Morning, Ren Ren.
Welcome back, my lovely. How are you?
Oh, Ren, I'm doing so much better now that I'm talking to you.
Oh, love, love, love. You are back. Adam is there. Does that mean you'll be here tomorrow at Devonport 10-pin bowl for the Coins for Kids Speed Bowling Fundraiser Night?
You know it, player.
Yes, Queen. I am here today at Devonport 10-pin bowl, guys, and on board the cruiser, I have the House of Spuds Buy One Spud Get One Free voucher. I also have a movie ticket, a double pass to Where the Crawdads Sing. Guys, tomorrow here at Devonport 10-pin bowl, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Join us for a fun night and support Coins for Kids. Book a lane for up to 6 people for $50 for 30 minutes or $100 for an hour and bowl as much as you can. Enjoy live music from Zach Weeks as well. Fill up on delicious hot food and snacks. A night of fun and entertainment with all funds raised going to Coins for Kids. It's Ren Ren. I'll see you tomorrow. Love, love, love.
Love, love, love.
Birthday book next.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
You know the drill. Birthday shout-out submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw for $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport, marquee, photo booth, and plenty more.
A huge happy birthday to Melissa from Port Sorrel. To Pop's favourite girl, you will always be number one. We adore you. Love, Pops and Trin.
Luke from Burnie. Happy birthday, Daddy. We love you lots. Love from Penelope and Eva.
Happy birthday to Madden from Turner's Booge. Happy 7th birthday for yesterday. Much love, Mum, Dad and Briley.
And another one for Melissa Hovington from Port Sorrel. Best daughter, number one girl, XXX. CFMTAS.com.au to get birthday entries in. Next up, we're talking kids songs. What's your favourite? Submit it on the Facebook page or call us. CFM. Good morning, 8:23 on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. This morning, we want to know what your favourite kids' song is. We had Jodie write in Manamana.
Manamana.
There it is. Manamana.
Manamana.
I just want to go, banana boat, it's dirty plus a banana boat, it lasts for hours.
Was that
for
a
hours,
commercial?
Banana boat.
Is that a banana boat commercial? Yeah. They used the tune, did they?
Yeah. Good. So catchy.
It's a good tune to use.
It is a good tune.
I mean, they've done well. There's a couple here I don't think we're that familiar with, though. Wiggles Do the Propeller from Brianna. Do you know this one?
Yep, sure do.
Oh, you do?
Favourite auntie duties.
See, it's a bit past my Wiggles era to know this one.
Nah, it's a recent one.
And we have had a whole heap of people suggest this one, including Naomi, who just called about it. The song that doesn't end, apparently featured on Lamb Chop. Now, I watched Lamb Chop as a kid. I happen to pride myself on my Lamb Chop knowledge, Ari.
I don't know what that is.
It's a little lamb puppet thing. But
okay, yeah.
This song, the song that doesn't end. The song that doesn't end, it goes on and on, my friend. A lot of people have said this.
This is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on.
No, but, I mean, surely it does end.
Well, yeah, it's like the never-ending story, isn't it? It's like, oh, this is like false advertising. False news.
False news.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Beyonce's new one, Break My Soul, 20 minutes to 9 on CFM. Now, last week, CFM's Jess was telling me about how her daughter Daisy in the car likes to play along with Chorus Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, we should do one with some kids' music. And she's like, yeah, you could call it this.
Take it to the chorus!
La la la!
Chorus Kids!
Sing it!
Oh my God, I love it! It is time to play Chorus Kids Edition. All right, this is where we're going to play a snippet of a favourite child song, you know, a kid's song, a bit of a sing-along, maybe from a movie, maybe not from a movie. And if you think you know the words to the remainder of the chorus, give us a call on 1300 655 922.
Yeah, you can be a kid or a big kid.
Doesn't matter. Like, you just need to know the words and have enthusiasm.
That's right. 1300 655 922. Here's our song. Oh, pretty easy. I think pretty easy. 1-300-655-922 with the next beat. Here we go again.
If you know the words, 1-300-655-922 in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus.
Yes.
Sing it. Amy from Waratah on the phone with us. Amy, you ready to do Chorus Kids?
Yep.
All right, we'll give you the line and then you just take it from there, Amy. Here we go.
Run, run, no fools for me. I'm
free. Go, Amy!
Let it go. Let it go.
We're going to check the tape? Let's check the tape.
Let it go.
Yep. Yep, she's done it.
So excited. This means that we actually get to play this song next. I can't wait. Congratulations. You're in the draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us.
Thank you.
Well done, Amy. Hang there and I'll grab your details.
Okay.
Turn up the music.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM.
I got a feeling I'm going to be all right.
Call 1-300-655-922.
It's about damn time.
This one's been suggested too.
A duck walked up to a lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bump, 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 got any grapes? The man said, no, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh.
I love this. Don't play this song. It's going to be stuck in my head all day now.
Basically, the duck just keeps returning to the lemonade stand asking for grapes, despite the fact it's clearly a lemonade stand.
I love it so much. Oh, I could sing it all day.
But
so
they,
good.
They do get to the bottom of it. I don't want to spoil the ending.
Oh,
but,
no, you have to go to YouTube for that.
Indeed.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's Camila Cabello on CFM's Adam and Ari, 7 minutes to nine. Now, Ari, you missed out on this drama.
I have so much FOMO. So much FOMO, honestly.
And you may have missed out on it yourself if you're listening and you join us after 6 a.m. at some point, because this is happening right at the start of the show last week. The Ning Nang Nong song, it came up. It was like on this day in history, play school began.
Yeah.
And so I just played a bit of Ning Nang Nong. I'm like, that's the happiest, most joyous song to ever listen to.
It honestly is so good. Also warning, because it is very contagious, isn't it? It just gets stuck in your head and you just want to sing it.
It will be in your head. It will be in your head today. Just a heads up.
Yeah, you're gonna be singing this. Warning for you.
Yeah, I thought it's so joyous to listen to. Imagine being able to play it. That's the only thing that may be more joyous.
Yeah.
Being able to play it on guitar and just sing it with friends, you know.
Like around a campfire or something.
Yeah.
How cute.
And I just was like, what are the chords? I had to figure them out. So this is what happened last week. Last week on the show, I endeavoured to find out what the guitar chords were to the old play school favourite, Ning Nang Nong. I'm just trying to learn the chords to a song. If I can play the song to you over the phone, you can tell me what the chords are.
Well, you can give it a go. I've got a pretty good ear.
The monkeys all say,
woo! Can you hear it okay?
I can hear it just fine, but I can tell you it's G chords off. That's all I can figure out.
Well, thanks. That's one step closer to me finding out the chords, an off G chord.
Mate, any time.
So he was no help. Useless. So I thought, I'll call a guitar store in America instead.
Knowing Ning Nang, the mice go, not a noisy place to belong.
Are you picking anything up?
Yeah, the main chord is F, and then it goes to, I think, B flat, G. Play it again, yep. And I'll try to tell you what they are as it's happening.
Where the
B flat.
Go, B flat.
Then the teapot's
G. There's the G.
C.
All the mice go, And that's all four, is it?
When they do.
Yeah.
But someone's emailed in, and the chords they've given me are D, G, A7, and E, which are completely different apart from the G. So I think we can confirm there's a G, but other than that, I've got no idea. And I felt even further away from ever being able to play the song myself. There was only one person I could ask to get the guaranteed factual chords of the song. The man himself from Play School who was playing it in the clip, Colin Buchanan.
Hello, Ning Nang Nong Municipal Council.
This is Adam at CFM Tasmania. How are you going, Colin?
Of course, yes. Home of the Ning Nang Nong controversy. On the GGG, on the CCG, and the CCCCG, there's a GCCC and the GG, E minor, and
oh,
the
wow.
AAAAD. On the GGG, on the CCG, and the CCCCG, so it's CCC, GGG, CCC,
I'd done it. My week-long dream of knowing the chords to the Ning Nang Nong song had come true. All I needed now was to learn to play the guitar. There you go, Ari.
So who's going to teach you how to play the guitar?
Oh, that's the next
step. Because I can't teach you that. I don't know how to play it.
I know
you taught me drums, but I can't teach you that.
That's the next step.
Phone a friend.
We'll worry about that next. Maybe CFM's Nathan. We'll see. We'll figure it out. Maybe Colin himself.
Oh, Colin, help a brother out, please.
Exactly, but you can listen back to my full chat to Colin Buchanan. It was on earlier this morning. It's up at the website right now, cfmtaz.com.au.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Ari.
Morning, Adam.
Welcome back.
Oh, my God, thank you so much for having me back. I thought it was just going to be a Davison show.
No.
You did too good by yourself.
Yeah, I did. I did all right.
You did. I'm proud of you. Well done, honey bunch.
No, did you catch this story over the weekend? There was a Krispy Kreme bandit down in Hobart.
The bandit. Okay, what happened?
So Krispy Kremes are now in BPs around
the
state.
Yeah, I know, which is big news. Like, news, so I'm not surprised there's a bandit, to be honest.
Well, yeah. So down in Brighton, down south,
yeah,
at about 1:20 a.m. on Saturday, the Saturday just gone, two large boxes containing Krispy Kreme donuts were stolen from a delivery van that was parked outside a BP.
Two large boxes?
In Brighton, yeah. They stole two boxes. I know. They just jumped in the truck, grabbed a couple of boxes and took off.
Do you think that they were just hungry?
I'm not sure what their motive was. Doesn't say here in the police report, but I'd say hunger was maybe a factor.
Okay.
People do crazy things when they're hungry.
Especially for Krispy Kremes.
That's right. So later the morning, that following morning, Bridgewater Police conducted a search of a residence in Brighton where they arrested a 20-year-old Risdon Vale male and recovered, what it says here, most of the stolen property.
Well, how much is most?
Not sure. Most of it.
Because, two boxes isn't really that much, but how many Krispy Kremes could you eat in a sitting?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't sound like he ate too many, but yeah, they recovered most of the stolen property, so he'd already gotten tucked into some of them.
They wouldn't be able to do anything with those donuts anyway. Give the man his donuts.
Well, I don't know. Lock him up,
but give him his donuts.
He was charged and bailed to appear in the Hobart Magistrates Court for stealing, so he's been charged, but...
For stealing some Krispy Kremes.
Doesn't sound like he was going to resell them. He was going to eat them.
Tazzies do love Krispy Kremes.
They bring them back from the mainland all the time, don't they?
Well, they won't need to now.
That's right.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. The show's done, Ari. That'll do.
It is done. Devastating. Can we go back to 6?
We can tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about my love life tomorrow morning then?
Tomorrow morning from 6, Ari's got some stuff to tell us.
Yeah, fell in love, then fell out of love, then fell in love again, and then fell... out of love again.
Yeah, she's going to catch us up in the morning from 6, so make sure you join us. Jerry's got our workday hits next.
It's all about the content.
That it is, Jerry.
Oh, that's a new one.
It's an old one, but being newly used.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Adam,
mm-hmm.
That was today's show.
Yeah, good one. We've used up everything. We have nothing the rest of the week.
We haven't spoken about my love life.
Yeah, but that's tomorrow morning.
Cannot wait to discuss
Tuesday,
my love life.
A bit of a taste test.
My mum's currently in WA, right? So she was like, oh, I'm going to get up and listen because I know you're going to talk about all the stuff you don't want me to listen to from 6. And I was like, Mum, that means you're going to have to get up at like 4 to listen to the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she can't keep up, to be honest. So we'll see if you get it. Who knows? I won't tell you all of it, but some of it maybe.
Yeah.
Fell in love, so might as well tell you about it.
This is all when you were meant to be isolating?
I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, I was out of isolation on Tuesday. I just couldn't come to work.
So this all must have happened after Tuesday.
I don't know. Or did it start before then?
Well, it's...
You can find your one true love and soulmate.
I don't know if you've read the government guidelines.
On the internet.
Government guidelines.
Yeah, but you can talk to them on the internet.
Yeah, I suppose.
Don't have to be there in person.
Internet nice and safe. You cannot. You can't get COVID from the web. That's one thing you can't download.
Oh, Adam!
So,
look at you go.
Stream.
Tune in tomorrow from 6 to find it.
Yep. See ya.
I mean, unless you're listening to it not today.
Yep.
Then it'd be incorrect. Then listen to the next one.
Go to the next one. Bam. Bye.
Oh.
Should we let them do it?
Yeah.
Listen to the next one?
There you go.
Government guidelines.